The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
It is 8:40 on this Monday morning. Spring is here. It's time to get the spring and summer toys out of the shed, out of the pole barn, and start playing with them. But you got to do so carefully. St. Clair County Sheriff Matt King with us right now. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Those off-road vehicles are an awful lot of fun if you use them right, right?
That's right. Yeah, people, they use them all year round, but they seem to come out more in the spring and summer, as you said, and they're a lot of fun. I know there's a lot of rallies, and people get together, and they take them on the trails and some dirt roads. But you do want to do it safely, so at the end of the day, you can park it and do it again without any bad days in between.
Yeah, I mean, they're very helpful if you've got a big plot of land. You know, you can use it to you know, haul brush and stuff like that. But it's also a lot of fun to kind of go you know, up and down hills and through the mud and stuff like that, too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, back in the day, I'll date myself. We used to have three-wheelers and four-wheelers. They realized three-wheelers were dangerous, so they had four-wheelers. And then people started using golf carts, and then smart people who own businesses got smart and said, let's build a machine where you sit, we call them side by side. So it can be a social family thing where you're using the machine and the passenger's not behind you, but right next to you. And you can have a conversation and, you know, like you said, use them for recreation or get from point A to point B. And they've gotten to be very popular. There's all kinds of ATVs out there, but or ORVs, but side by side seem to be the most popular ones out there now.
What are some of the mistakes people use make when they're using these things? So,
well, a lot of common sense. I feel like a lot of things I come on and talk with you about are kind of blend together about common sense, but it's always nice to say them out loud to remind people that there are rules and laws, that the county does have an ORV ordinance, and each municipality, township, or city may have their own ordinance that would be even more stringent than the county ordinance. And some of the rules you got to know is there's a speed limit for RVs on county roads is 25 miles an hour. You see them out there on the county roads and they think, okay, I'm kind of shaped like a car. I can drive like a car, but they're not set up to go that fast and maneuver. You have to have a helmet on. You and your passengers have to have a helmet on when operating these things, and you have to have headlights and taillights. There's places you can drive them and can't drive them. You cannot drive them on federal roads or state roads like M29 or M25 or M19. You cannot operate ORVs on these roadways. Again, must have a helmet, and you can only operate them from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. on the roadway. So, you know, if you got your own property, a lot of people use them for hunting, to go out and either park to get to your spot or to retrieve any game that you may have harvested. But, and obviously, free world, drive whatever you want then in a safe manner, please. But on the roadway, 5 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah, there you go. We certainly do have accidents involving these every year, don't we?
Unfortunately, we do. We have several accidents every year, and it seems like just about every year we have a fatality. And I would say, without question, almost every single fatality or bad accident involves speed and or alcohol consumption. Again, these vehicles, they're made very safe and everything, but they're not made like cars where you can turn them on higher speeds. And, you know, when we talk about accidents, we talk about how can we avoid them. And when you're out on a road or a trail or on your property, try to get to know the area before you drive really at any speed, right? I mean, if you're not familiar with the roadway or maybe some potholes or obstacles out in the field, that's when accidents happen. You know, get to know your area before you start driving them any kind of speed at all. And you can avoid those accidents and live the ride another day.
Do you need any kind of license or registration or training or anything like that for an ORV?
Yeah, so if you're going to drive them on the roadway, you need to get them registered and you need to get an ORV sticker. If you're on trails, you have to have an ORV sticker. If you are on your own property, you don't, right? Again, it's your own property, but you still have a responsibility to drive them safely. You can be subjugated to certain charges if there's an accident on your property if you weren't operating the vehicle safely.
Good stuff to keep in mind, especially as, like I said, the weather gets nice, people start getting these out and having some fun and doing some work, too.
Yep, they use them to work, to ride, as transportation, hunting. Let's just be safe about it so we don't have to come out and nobody gets hurt.
All right, good stuff. Sheriff, appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me on.
St. Clair County Sheriff Matt King with us on WPHM 845 now.